time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Paige Heck. She is the Tobacco Prevention Specialist and Health Educator for the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And coming up on March 31st, it is Tobacco Takedown Day. We're going to talk about what all that means and what's going to go into that. And there are some goals that they would like to meet and do that as a state. Plus, they go out in the community. They do all kinds of things to help people that are looking to quit smoking. So we're going to talk about all of that right now with Paige. Paige, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's jump in and talk about what you do and what your job entails down there at the health department.
Yeah, so I work in tobacco prevention. So I work with the quit line. We have a ton of resources for people who are looking to quit tobacco. We have these little kits that we give out to people. We go out into the community. Recently, we went to Emory High School and we taught Tobacco 101. We take these pig lungs and we give this little vaping presentation. One of the pig lungs is, it has like it's been injected with tobacco, and we blow them up and kind of show the kids what your lungs will look like if you smoke for years or however long. So, yeah.
And I would think that now, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you would know more about this than I would. Now, when it comes to maybe the high school aged kids, it's not necessarily cigarettes. It's more of the vape line than it is cigarettes. Is that kind of what the trend is and where it's headed?
100%. Yeah, vaping is huge with our high school kids right now, and it's starting to get younger and younger, unfortunately. In fact, there's a statistic out there that's there's one out of five high school kids, there's one that vapes. And then with our junior high kids, it's there's for every 20, there's one. So younger and younger.
And do you work kind of hand in hand with the health educator when it comes to the vaping program out there too? Do you guys kind of go out together and talk? I've talked to her a couple of times, and some of the things that kids do to create vapes, I mean, these guys could be the next Elon Musk as far as inventions if
these kids are so smart. It's insane. They really are. And the ways that they come up with hiding it is bizarre. It blows your mind. And the way that they're getting them is, I mean, it's crazy. They just ask somebody and they go in and buy it. What's scary about vaping too is we don't know what it's going to look like 20 years down the road.
Right, it's such a new thing.
It's so new. And what's really sad is our tobacco companies, they really are targeting our youth. I mean, you look at the flavors that they have. You look at the what they look like. I mean, unfortunately, they look cool. They're small. They're easy to hide. It's easy to keep it from your parents. It doesn't smell like a cigarette would. It just smells like a fruity thing. It smells like a perfume. It smells like it's just crazy.
And the one thing that I think is even crazier is when vapes first came out, they were kind of marketed as a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Yeah, they were. In fact, some of our vapes out there still say that. They still state that they are safer, and it's scary. It really is.
And I believe even some of them were like, you know, as part of a smoking cessation program to kind of stop smoking.
Yes.
Go to this.
Yes, and then these big tobacco companies grab that and they ran with it.
And they're just as harmful. Just as harmful.
Just as harmful.
All right, so let's talk about, you guys are looking at, it's called Championing the Golden Goal. And what does that mean? And where are we? What is that goal? And where are we at as opposed to that goal?
So the goal for that is to end tobacco. And the goal, so the basis of that is to get under 5%. And right now we're at 8.9 as a state. And so we're really targeting that right now. We really want to get that golden goal.
And so March 31st, this is going to be a big day towards that. So what's going to go on with Tobacco Takedown Day Friday, March 31st? What kinds of events, what kinds of things are you going to have? You said that most of the information is going to all be online. People can go to it. But yes, what do they need to do?
So you go to our website and there will be a link and you can go to that, and they have like games. They have ways to quit. They have different alternatives to help people quit. They have a ton of education, a bunch of literature that you can read, ways for parents to talk to their teens about vaping and kind of opening that line of communication with their kids on it. It's actually really great. It has a ton of resources.
It's great information, and the website itself, for the health department, has great resources on there as well.
Yes.
And I would assume that most of these are just going to go up and they'll stay up the whole time. They'll be right there.
Yes.
People need them.
Yes. We keep our resources out there all the time. And everyone is more than welcome to come in and talk if they have questions. Any parents that are concerned, we're more than happy to help.
Now, if there is a parent or, you know, a teacher or something out there that's interested in maybe getting you guys to come and talk to their school or something like that, can they just contact you down at the health department?
Absolutely. Yes.
What's your number down there? What's a good way to get a hold of you?
Just call the office. So it's 435-637-3671, and they'll transfer you to me and we can set something up.
All right. Once again, big day coming up March 31st. That's Friday, and a tobacco takedown day. It's going to be a big day. Head on over to the Southeastern Utah Health Department's website. Get all their information from there. And if you want to talk to Paige or anyone down there at the health department about maybe a tobacco prevention program or coming in and talking to you or your school or group, just get a hold of her and they'll take care of the rest. Paige, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.